Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. And welcome to God's True Lifeline Ministry. Tonight we got the true word of God. Well, we always, every night we're sharing, we have the true word of God. Amen. I want to say hello and God bless all the callers from around the world, from the United States and out to Australia, Africa, wherever you are listening from. God bless you all. May the Lord's word be a blessing and intervene tonight in Jesus' name. Well, please get your Bibles, your pencils, your papers, and don't forget your coffee. Get that percolator perking. Sit back, relax. We're going to open up service. We have Brother Barney tonight. He's going to share the word of God. So just sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all?
Amen. Amen. I love that song. It always touches me. Well, let us open up service. Praise God. We have a short service this evening, so we're just going to get right to it. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God. We praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much, Father. We love you so much. Tonight we open up service, and Father God, we pray for a hand of protection, Lord, to be upon this radio and upon the people, Lord. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord, that your word, Father God, will plant the seed of good fruit, that we may bear good fruit in you, Father. Lord, I ask tonight that you will intervene in each and every one of us, Father God, that receives the word, Father. May your word, Lord, be a lamp unto our feet to lead us and guide us in the right direction. Father, I pray for no hindrance, no confusion to come upon this sharing tonight, Father. But, Lord, I just pray, Father, for your guidance and your protection, Lord, and just to lead us and guide us, Father. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. And we say amen and amen. Glory goes to God. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Barney. God bless you, Barney.
Amen. Thank you for that, Nancy. God bless you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can. Nancy. Loud and clear.
All right. Amen. God bless all our listeners. God bless each and every one of you, our new callers, our regular callers, all those that called in, and all those that are listening on the internet. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to God's True Lifeline. Before we get started, for our new listeners, I'm going to introduce to you our denominational. We are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16, God sent his Son into the world to die on the cross for our sins. And it didn't end there. We also believe on the third day he is risen. He's alive and doing very well. Praise his holy name. We believe also he's coming back one day at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We also believe in all the Old Testament, all the New Testament, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And glory goes to God. Tonight we're going to share about the 10 maidens. And chances are a lot of us heard that scripture before about the 10 maidens. But we want to study it and try to understand it and explain it more in detail. Amen. Glory goes to God. And I'm going to start off at Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. And it goes like this. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 maidens, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we bow down before your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we come to your presence not empty-handed, but we offer you praises, honor, and glory. We worship you and we adore you, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would minister to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes, our ears, and prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive your word. And let your word be planted in our hearts and let it grow and bring much fruit for your power, for your glory, for your kingdom. That you would be well pleased, Lord. And I pray for all our listeners and ourselves that we would apply your word to us first and grow in it, that we may understand it and put on the mind of Christ. And then we could share it with our friends, our families, our loved ones. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Well, with verse 1, it says, then the kingdom of heaven would be likened unto 10 maidens, which took their lampstands and went forth to meet the bridegroom. That tells us that all 10 of them considered themselves as Christians. Of course, the bridegroom is Jesus Christ, and the 10 maidens are, of course, Christians. So all 10 of them considered themselves as Christians, professing Christians. Verse 2, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Amen. And the foolish are professing themselves as Christians, but they did not have enough oil. What does that mean? What does this scripture mean? They did not have enough oil. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. So the 5 that was wise, they was not only indwelled by the Holy Spirit, but they was also filled with the Holy Spirit. And the one that was foolish, they didn't have any oil, means they did not have the anointing. They did not have, they was not filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's pretty clear, just from reading the scripture, that's pretty clear in understanding. Verse 4 says, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So not only they put oil in their lamps, they also took extra with them. So they were not only involved with the Holy Spirit, but they was filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 5. Well, the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Not only the 5 that was foolish, but all of them slumbered and slept. They all slept because no one knew the day or the hour. Obviously, it says in Scripture, well, the bridegroom tarried. They was expecting the bridegroom to return at an earlier date, perhaps. The date that they wanted to set, it probably didn't understand the scripture, but nevertheless, the bridegroom tarried, and they all slept and slumbered. In Matthew 26, verse 40, it goes like this, and he's talking about Jesus Christ, and he comes unto his disciples and finds them asleep. And said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour, that you enter not into temptation? That the spirit indwelled, spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So in other words, in Matthew 26, it was also prophesied, not only told, but prophesied in the last day, in the last hour. And throughout the scriptures, Jesus Christ warns us and continues to tell us always to be alert and to watch. Amen. In verse 6, going back to our scripture, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom comes, go ye out to meet him. Jesus Christ calls the true born-again believer. And they heard his voice. My sheep knows my voice. So Jesus calls his true believers, and they heard his voice. Amen. Verse 7. Then all those maidens arose and trimmed their lamps, symbolically for the, it means the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Only God can give the Holy Spirit. No other person could give someone else the Holy Spirit that comes directly from God himself. Amen. Verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Verse 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but you go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourself. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. So the one that was wise and was filled with the Holy Spirit, and what makes them wise? Because they had knowledge of the Word. They paid attention to the Word. And they grew in the Word, and they knew the voice of the Lord. So that's what makes them wise. and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They heard the voice of the bridegroom, they obeyed, and they went into the marriage, and then the door was shut. Amen. And John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the potter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own by name, and leadeth them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. Amen. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, and they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood it not, what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. So the door was shut. And the reason why I wrote the scripture so we could understand, he is the door. Jesus Christ is the door. Amen. In Genesis 7, 15 and 16, it says, and they went in unto Noah into the ark. Two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, and God had as God has commanded them, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord himself is the one that shut the door on the ark of Noah. And that brings us to Matthew 24. And I'm going to read from verse 36. But of that day and hour no man knows, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall it also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall it also the coming of the Son of Man. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be you also ready for such an hour as you think not the Son of Man comes. Amen. So what he's telling us, it doesn't matter what people think or think in their mind or have an idea when. What he's telling us, nobody knows, only God knows. And it doesn't matter what you believe or what we believe is the time that Jesus would come back. He tells us clearly, nobody knows but only God. So we cannot use our own understanding on that. We could only go by his words. Amen. Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household and gave them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find him doing so. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayed his coming, and shall begin and smite his fellow servants, and eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in the day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. So there shouldn't be a time where we should deny, well, the Lord is not coming right away anyway, and it's all right to be carnal-minded and walk in the flesh and fulfill the deeds of the flesh. Because that's a warning, and he tells us right here in this scripture, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in the hour of that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So is that a pretty strong warning from the Lord? Yes, it's a very strong warning. So he commands us to be alert and to always watch at all times. And what does it mean to always watch? That means to be alert, alive in the Spirit, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Back to Matthew 25, verse 11. Afterward came also the other maiden, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. These are the unwise, the foolish maidens. He said, I know you not. The door was shut on them, and they're asking him to open the door for them. And he said, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Amen. Now also what makes them unwise, that they hear the word of the Lord, that they hear the warnings of the Lord. That they did not realize they're supposed to be watching and be filled with the Holy Spirit, that they not realize not to deny the truth and to not have knowledge of the truth. It's not to have knowledge of God. Amen. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 says, and with all deceitfulness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So one has to have the love for the truth in order to have knowledge of the word. Verse 12. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Christ does not know them, but they also don't know Christ. They probably heard of Christ, and they probably even took the sinner's prayer. But they did not mature in the word. They were not filled with the Holy Spirit. First John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, why am I reading this scripture? Because what we read earlier, the Lord said to them, I know you not. So chances are they didn't know the Lord either. So we have to examine ourselves. Do we truly know the Lord? Is it somebody that we heard of? Or is it somebody that we have a personal relationship on a daily basis? And how do we examine ourselves? This scripture is an examination scripture, and we all have to examine ourselves daily. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Amen. We need to be in the word, and we need to keep his word. His word is the truth. Amen. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So this scripture tells us, in other words, to be converted. We must be born again, and we must be converted. What does that mean? We don't no longer follow the world. We no longer follow the deeds of the flesh. We no longer have a carnal mind, but we put on the mind of Christ. And we walk in the Spirit, and we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have fellowship with the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. Just because a person takes a sinner's prayer and goes to church does not mean that they know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or have a relationship with God. The five maidens that did not know him, they had no oil. They didn't grow in the Lord. They were not filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is what this scripture is all about. And John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And Luke 6:46, and why do you call me Lord, and you do not do the things that I say? What does this scripture mean? It means what I've been saying earlier. Just because a person took a sinner's prayer and goes to church does not make them born again. And this is what he's saying. So why do you call me Lord and you do not obey me? You do not keep my words. Amen. In Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. So again, just because a person took a sinner's prayer and says because they know him and calls themselves Christians and goes to church, they might even be workers in the church, does not mean that they know him. And this is not my word. This is the word of God. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, would enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Romans 8:1. Well, some of our listeners might be listening and quote the scripture, and it's a very popular scripture. Well, Bonnie, you know the scripture, there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. That is 100% true for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the King James Version has more to this scripture than what is just quoted. There is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Amen. And this is the difference between the 10 maidens. The 5 that was foolish walked after the flesh, and the 5 that was wise. Revelation 21:7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The only way we could overcome the flesh, the deeds of the flesh, the carnal mind, and thinking the ways of the world, is by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word says, not by power or by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. And that's the only way we could overcome the world and the flesh. Ephesians 5:18, and be ye not drunk with wine, wherein is access, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1:22, who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and that's where our source is. That's where all our supplies, whatever we need, is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Amen. So one has to be born again. What does it mean to be born again? You have to be, well, we have to be converted. What does it mean to be converted? No, we no longer follow the flesh or the deeds of the flesh, but we follow Christ. And how do we follow Christ? By His Spirit. Amen. We have to be born again by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit indwells us, and we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Matthew 18:3, and he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So we have to be converted and born again in the Spirit. We need to examine ourselves with the Word of God daily. We need to pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and pick up our cross and follow our Lord Jesus Christ daily. Not once a week, not once in a while, not when we feel like it, but daily. And we need to question ourselves. Are we walking in the Spirit, or are we fulfilling the deeds of the flesh? This question we have to ask ourselves on a daily basis as well. Are we truly born again? Are we led by the Holy Spirit? Are we led by the Spirit of God? Are we part of the wise servants of God and keep watch? Are we watching? Are we truly watching, or are we following the ways of the world? Does anybody, or did anybody really read in Hosea where it says, we just don't want to hurt other people by speaking the word the way it is written in the Bible? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that thou shalt be not priest unto me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. Now everybody heard that verse before. My people are perishing for the lack of knowledge. But did anybody really read the whole verse there, what it says? When somebody denies the true word of God, they're denying knowledge. And when somebody denies the knowledge of God, they're actually denying God, the word of God. They're denying Jesus Christ. Because look what it says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. It's the same thing like denying God, that thou shalt be no priest unto me, seeing thou hast forgotten the laws of your God, and I will also forget thy children. That's pretty serious. Why isn't this whole complete verse mention because we don't want to hurt other people. Well, the truth is we're hurting other people, but not by not completing the verse, the true word of God. The word of God is the truth, and the truth must be spoken. Amen. John chapter 4. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. What is a true worship? True worship is obedience to God. Yes, we go to church. When you go to church and you're worshiping God, that's a form of worshiping God. But when we worship God in spirit and in truth, we have to walk in the spirit. We have to be in the spirit. We have to fellowship in the spirit with God and worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory goes to God. And that is the understanding of the true understanding of the ten maidens, the five that was wise and the five that was not so wise. Amen. And I hope and pray that everybody got that understanding. And I hope the scriptures, your eyes and your ears and your hearts opened up to the scriptures, and that we all fellowship with God and pick up our cross and deny ourselves on a daily basis and have true fellowship with the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory goes to God. And that's our word for tonight. Glory goes to God. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise and honor and glory. Nancy, back to you.
Barney, I have a question. You were saying something about being baptized, being reborn again, and to enter the kingdom of heaven. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that, please?
To be born again means because we have parents on this earth, and there was flesh, and we are flesh. And Adam was flesh, and Eve was flesh, and the sins of Adam and Eve also applies to us because we're flesh, and the flesh, the deeds of the flesh is not good. And this is why we have to be born again. We have to be a new creation. God is making a whole new creation, a new heaven, a new earth, and he wants us to be his children. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. We have to be spiritual. God is a spirit, and we have to be spiritual. In order to become children of God, we have to be born of the Spirit. We have to be converted. Does that make sense?
Amen. Amen. Well, I just wanted to confirm that. Praise God. Glory goes to God. No other questions. Well, the lines are open. If anybody has a prayer or a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to press number 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring you up on air. We'd be more than welcome to pray for you and answer your questions. All right. Well, praise God. Amen. Well, Barney, I can believe that is the end of our segment. I am going to give a few announcements. Just so everybody knows, we did change the date again, the time and the day. There is no longer Mondays. We have moved Monday to Tuesday. So now we are here every Tuesday and every Friday at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. So please, if you are not sure of the days, you could find us on Instagram, God's True Lifeline, and Just Pray With Faith. We're there every single day. We want to say God bless everybody. We love you all in the love of the Lord, and I hope tonight The Lord's word intervenes and plants that seed in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Barney, did you want to say goodnight to the callers?
Amen. Thank you all for calling in and listening to God's True Lifeline. And thank you for listening to the word of the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your word. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And God bless all our listeners. And I want to leave you all with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all. Amen.
Good night. God bless. See you on Tuesday.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? I can only imagine.